need to talk. There is a problem. And this problem has started to bleed itself into many of us, and the young in particular. A lot of you might feel that there's some kind of a problem with the world around us, that some of the things that you think are normal, or that you're being told are normal, are actually not normal at all. We are in a weird situation where people are being questioned. People are questioning themselves about the meaning of basic things, of simple words, making our ability to comprehend and understand the world around us, and understand ourselves and understand each other. A lot of people will say that this is, that there are plans that have led to all of this. Whether it's the WEF, whether it's the government, the Biden administration, some big overarching cabal, some big organization, an all-knowing organization. This is wrong. There is no big organization. There is no conspiracy theory that overarches all of the weirdness that's happening. There are people that take advantage of the situation. And the people that they are taking advantage of is you. They've made you believe that ugliness is beauty, that shit is art, that degradation is something to be admired. They've made you believe that weakness is strength. They've inverted thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of years of what makes humanity and each of us and our potential retarded. And in many ways, it's become a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. In many ways, we kind of have become retarded, because it's happened over such a long period of time. And it's happened in a way that has crept up. We are like the boiling frogs. For me, this is really clear to see. I can see it in a way that many people can't, because I've been lucky enough to be in the unusual situation where I spent a long time outside of England, outside of the UK. And I spent about 15 years in China and the Far East. And so when I returned, I noticed a vastly different foreign land. A land that has a culture which I've never really understood. Something happened. We actually have people spending time on discussing what a woman is. Serious discussions. As if this is something that is a complicated issue. We have discussions about how women are undermined. We have an education system that teaches young girls. Teaches young girls that they get paid less than men. We have a system that tells young boys that they are problematic. And that you're problematic because there is something inherently bad about you. Many times this kind of thing isn't done explicitly. Sometimes it is. But it's done through an assumption about maleness and masculinity. As if it's just obvious. As if it's something that everybody knows to be true. It is a cultural assumption that has led to major mental health problems amongst men and women, in particular amongst the young. There is confusion and doubt about even the most basic thing. But now, being able to distinguish what is bad and what is good has been thrown up into the air. What's happened is that people, and young people in particular, have become confused. And this confusion and so on has become normalized. So there is a fog, a low resolution fog that surrounds us that has led to a lot of people to be asking and thinking privately, most of all, not really publicly, but it is changing, that all of this stuff is just wrong. There is something fundamentally wrong about what's going on around us, a feeling inside. This sense of wariness is especially true among young men. The reason why is because young men are more, they are less agreeable. Women in general are not. They will tend to follow and even reinforce whatever they believe the social norms of the time are. So if women are taught that that they are the same as men, then they tend to propagate this idea, and it filters through and follows through into the world around us. This has led to a couple of generations of women who oftentimes are encouraged to behave like men, but they're not men. They've basically become men with tits, manipulated by a culture that is broken, and it's happened because our society, our culture, is grossly over-feminized. People talk endlessly about the toxicity of masculinity, that masculinity is a bad thing, that testosterone is a bad thing. Weak men are a problem. Weak men are dangerous, unhappy, and it is a negative force in the world. Testosterone rates have dropped more than 50% in the last 45, 50 years. You are literally, if you're a young man, you are literally half the man of your father, and almost certainly at least half the man of your grandfather. This drop in testosterone, and there are many reasons for this, not just cultural changes and so on, but cultural changes have been driven by lots of other things, whether it's the accumulation of plastics in the water, the use of contraceptive pill and so on, which is very difficult to get out of the water supply. All of these things have resulted in a situation of collapsing testosterone. The collapsing testosterone has led to the feminization, the biological feminization of men. A lack of exercise, bad food, and it leads and has led to a situation, a cascade, that's become an avalanche of destructiveness for men. Men have become lazier. They have become soft. And they have become weak. But things are changing. It's important that things change, because the problems that we have around us, when I say about the feminization of society, the toxic feminization of society, has led to a situation where the government has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger until it's invaded, infected the society and each of our lives in a way that is almost indistinguishable from a sort of weird cancer, but not something that you can cut out. It's like a cancer that's infected the blood that flows through society to protect you. This idea of protecting the people, of protecting anybody, on the face of it, sounds like a good thing, a bit like communism. Wouldn't it be nice if we could live in a world of abundance and so on, and everybody could share equally? But of course, we know that this is not the case. This doesn't work. Obsessive safetyism, whether it's the encroachment of health and safety into a way that has made the UK one of the most costly places in the world to live, because an enormous number of people aren't actually producing or doing anything. All they're doing is they're part of this matrix-like system. They're working to maintain the government structure. They're not actually producing anything. We had somebody come to trim a tree that would potentially interfere with an electric line over our property. And in order to trim this tree, you needed a ladder and a bloke and a little saw. And there were six people from the government that were there, two of them holding clipboards to check each other. Nobody's producing anything. There's no creation and innovation. the opportunities increasingly lie within the matrix itself, within the zoo. It's the maintenance of the zoo. But the zoo is the poison that is killing us all. And the zoo just gets bigger and bigger. It is a race to make everything more safe. Now, on the face of it, something like this, something that might be physically dangerous and so on, we understand that health and safety is important. But the problem is that when this becomes a situation where words become dangerous. Now, in many ways, words are dangerous. Words are disruptive. They're disruptive to ourselves. They challenge us. They challenge our assumptions. They can change us. When people start to question the meanings of words, and when you have a society where substantial portions of the society don't agree on what particular words are and the actual meanings associated, the feelings and meanings associated with those words, all in the name of safetyism, respect, and differences of opinion, it becomes difficult to be able to understand and believe anything, and it becomes almost impossible to have an actual conversation with another person. You cannot communicate with them properly, with each other, because you don't actually understand what you're saying. I used the example earlier of a woman, what a woman is. What is racist? What is education? What actually is it? What's its purpose? What's good? What's beautiful? What is admirable? What's courageous? Is Sam Smith courageous? Or is he just a narcissistic twat? Are the buildings that we build, the new buildings that we live and work in, are they beautiful? Is it a hopeful environment? Or is it something that is inhumane? Empty? And lacking any meaning? But we actually know, deep down, that we've been kind of fooled into believing many of these things are upside down. We know what is right. We know what works. Not all of the time, but one of the things that does work is discussion, conversation, argument, rationality. And without these things, we don't have anything to offer. There's no change, nothing. You know that there is a problem. The question is, what are you going to do about it? If you're a young man, somebody who is less than, let's say, 30 years old, the likelihood that you could actually completely buy in to modernity and explain and justify that a lot of these things are actually progress, that it is progressive, is nonsense. You can't. One way or another, the only way that you will try to do it is by undermining a number of foundational things that you're just simply ignorant of. You won't understand the implications and the importance of freedom of speech and of a society that has a lack of censorship. And it doesn't matter what the justification is. You can say that it may be with the COVID situation and so on that, well, you know, it's dangerous for people to have and share what you consider or some people consider to be disinformation, to be wrongthink. From that, it is very easy to justify just about anything at all. Taking away children from their families, coercing people to get jabbed and inject themselves. Regardless of the consequences, anything can be justified. Do you really think that the people in Germany in World War II were evil? The majority of the population, do you really think that they are not the same as you? If you think that you are somehow a good person and that you would never do such things, this is a horrendous mistake. The first step in getting this sorted out is to realize your individual potential for evil. Inside you, there is a dark seed. There is a seed of evil inside of us, inside of me, inside of you. And a lot of what we do in the world needs to be checked by this understanding of our individual potential for evil and to justify doing evil things. What we're going to do, what I'm going to do, is I want to outline some fundamental truths that I've learned, in particular about the importance of men, about how without us there is chaos and destruction. My hope is that a lot of the people, some people, will watch some of these videos and they will come to understand a few things that have happened, and that by understanding this, by internalizing some of these things, by being able to reprogram themselves to unfuck themselves. That we can build a better situation than we have today. And because the road we're on is ridiculous. What we need to do is we need to turn this shit around. In order to do this, young men need to step up. They need to embrace the fact that they are right at the front of changing things for the better, and that it is their job, and it really is their job on an evolutionary basis. This has always been the case. The job of the male is to be able to do the difficult things and make the difficult decisions that are best for them and their subsequently their community around them. Like Jordan Peterson says, you start with the small things. Make your fucking bed. Develop some kind of discipline. Turn discipline into a passion. Become a person that would be admirable amongst other men.